It is time for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Kicking it old school with Marianne's The Old Theme Song. I like to pull that one out every now and then.
I love when you get behind the controls.
Yeah.
Cool things happen.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
Marianne Colmes is here, and she joins us every Thursday morning to tell us what's going on in the world of arts and culture in the Twin Cities and in Minnesota for this weekend.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I hear that there may be like a temperature approaching like 32, that we might actually get above freezing.
We could see 40 degrees in the Twin Cities this weekend.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I'm one of those people who in the winter and the ice and the cold, and well, I think many of us will notice be like 2 months straight of freezing temperatures. We just sort of curl in, our shoulders kind of slump forward. We shuffle on the street because we're afraid of falling on the ice. And mm-hmm. there's this limited range of movement and motion. And now it's like things are starting to melt.
Loosen up a little bit.
And I can walk a little more freely and be outside and it doesn't hurt. So I'm thinking about moving the body this weekend. And that's what sort of drove me to find some of the good events that involve like inspiring you to move and have fun with motion. So first up, Ballet of the Dolls is presenting SCUBA, the National Touring Network for Dance. This is something that's been going on for 10 years now, where the up-and-coming dance performance companies from across the nation, it gives them a means to tour and to sort of show off their work. So it's sort of lifting up these groups that are young companies from around the country and gets them going around town, or going around the nation. So you can see groups from Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, as well as local supergroup based here in Minneapolis, performing this weekend at the Ritz. It's performing at the Ritz in Minneapolis, and it's going to be a great way of checking out all these people who are pushing the boundaries of dance and motion and incorporating all sorts of aspects of theater or comedy and having fun with it. So trying to move your body in new and different ways and pushing the boundaries of dance, that's going on this weekend.
All right, the Ritz Theater in Minneapolis.
So you got it.
Let's take this movement theme in another direction.
Okay.
All right.
So now, Open Eye Figure Theater has a show called A Strumply Peter.
I love that title. It's great.
And for you, Jill, it's puppetry.
Yes. We haven't talked about the puppetry scene in the Twin Cities for weeks. It's been far too long. Sean, we love the puppetry scene. Seriously,
I'm a fan of puppets.
There is a serious puppetry scene around
there
here.
There absolutely is. In fact, this is one of two events that you could actually go this weekend to Open Eye Figure Theater, or you could go to In the Heart of the Beast, and they've got other puppetry stuff going on. But Strumply Peter looks really fun. It's a toy opera, and it was inspired by 19th century German physician Heinrich Hoffmann. He wrote these cautionary poems to entertain his children, and so these have inspired this toy opera musical puppetry with their own live music hall band performing. They've got large, human-sized characters and puppetry characters, and it's always a delight for kids and adults to go hang out at Open Eye Figure Theater. So that's going on. Recommended for ages 8 and up, but that's over at Open Eye Figure Theater. Again, it's Strumply Peter in Minneapolis. And then last but certainly not least, Moo Dyko at the Kohl Center. Moo Dyko, if you're familiar with their drumming, amazing Dyko drumming. And I was in preparing for this, I was watching one of their performances that they have recorded on video, and I think it's called Pounding Hooves. And just everybody on stage is having so much fun, and my arms muscles are tired just from watching them and the way they manage to choreograph movement. It's not that they're just banging on drums. It is a dance, and they are moving their arms and jumping in rhythm and hitting the drums while jumping in the air. It is athletic. It is dance. It is music and rhythm, and it is just a delight, and they are all having a blast, and it gives you it's that infectious energy where you're like watching, you're like, I want to do that. That looks cool. And obviously it's going to warm the house up. I mean, when you have that many people banging on drums and just performing amazing amazing pieces, you're going to have a really good time. So that's this weekend only at the Kohl Center in downtown Minneapolis, and it's Rhythm and Motion, Mudaiko.
All right, the theme this week, movement.
Because, bodies in motion.
Yeah, bodies in motion. Let's loosen up. Let's prepare ourselves for spring. And that thing that we kind of remember called summer.
What?
It's coming eventually. Marianne, where can we read more arts coverage?
Well, you can find out more about this on the Current blog later this morning. We'll have that up there for you, all the details. But also, you can always find out more at State of the Arts, which is the arts blog on at nprnews.org.
All right. Thanks, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.
Have a fantastic weekend.
You
thanks too. For coming in.
Yep.